Upheaval, Reckoning, Chapter 58, The Six Companions. Twilight still remembered that heartwarming eve when she and her friends portrayed the legendary founders of what would be Equestria. She had nearly fainted alongside Rarity. The Six Companions did more than just discover the land of Equestria. They discovered what it took to bring together three bickering kinds of ponies. They discovered friendship. That made them more than heroes. That made them monsters. The terrible truth assaulted Twilight from nearly every direction. It was in the wails and shrieks of these ghosts, circling them like vultures. It was in the cries of warning from her friends and the sinister glow within the rotten skulls of these alien monstrosities. Princess Platinum waited among them, a mockery of unicorn elegance and nobility, her decadent, fur-trimmed cloak billowing from her like a still-living creature. She was covered in jewelry, encrusted with it in fact. They dangled from her ears with golden hooks, hung from her neck and tail, and wrapped around her fetlocks. Sapphires, rubies, emeralds, diamonds. There was so much that they would have weighed a pony down more than a set of knight steel. Yet not even all the luxury could hide the rotting appearance of the ponies who wore them. Here was a pony who made a city's population of slaves dig inside a mountain for her own dark purposes until her oppression forged a seething hatred to last through the centuries. Floating above and in front of them was Commander Hurricane, his heavy barding cracked and shattered in places. A spectral arrow had all but replaced one of his eyes, while broken blades and spearheads stuck out of his back, shoulders, and flanks. Both his wings had been hacked off, leaving only tattered feathers clinging forlornly to exposed bone stumps. Despite the grievous injuries, not a single drop of blood trickled down from his body. It looked like as if Hurricane had died fighting, but the history books said that the Six Companions were always in the Old Kingdom during its last moments. Perhaps these ghosts took on an appearance reflecting how they had lived instead of how they had died. If so, the violent marks suited the leader of the vicious Greywing elite well. The Pegasus who urged his ponies to prey upon ponies now looked as if he himself had been pawned apart for meat. Pansy floated behind him, directly opposite of Hurricane. If Hurricane's injuries were brutal, Pansy's were outright bizarre. Her forelegs looked too big for her. There were stitch marks around the shoulders they were attached to. Both her hind legs were that of a lion's and her wings were scaled like a dragon's. Her teeth were all mismatched canines, some oversized, others too small. A long, tattered lab coat, the thing that marked her as Pansy, fluttered behind her. Pansy, the mad doctor who dismembered helpless victims and pieced together abominations, was now an abomination herself. At a distance, two more glowing figures were fast approaching. They had to be Smart Cookie and Pudding Head. That meant Clover the Clever was missing. Was she not going to take part in this fight, or was she holding back for a grandiose entrance? That was a problem set aside for later, however. Platinum was already rampaging among her friends and the other two ghostly companions looked about to dive in. A constant wave of dark purple magic flew from Platinum's bejeweled horn. Twilight's shields alone could not have defended all of her friends, but they didn't have to. The abyss's bizarre nature allowed Twilight and her friends to evade the blasts. They galloped in every direction possible, up, backwards, down. It didn't matter what incline they took or how fast they ran, they were always met with firm footing. Pinky, in particular, hopped from one angle to another, always a step ahead of the malevolent light. The thorns didn't seem to bother either. With the light coming at them, it was clear that the Six Companions had finally caught wind that they were not fellow servants of Oceanus. Lioncourt had a confident smile on his face as he weaved through the blasts, combining deft movement with short teleportation hops. Longstride and Sablesteel were galloping along with the rest of them. Octavia stood on the same spot, playing another melody on her cello. No detection spell was needed to feel the powerful magical energy radiating from the instrument. The blasts flew towards her, only to curve and strike her surroundings. The cello's deep tones rose even over the pained shrieks and wails from Platinum. They washed over Twilight with such presence that she could feel the music on her coat, like a gentle wave of water. On instinct, she looked to Rarity, expecting her friend to recognize the piece again and explain what it might be doing. A second later, she remembered that Rarity was a dozen feet away from her, still dodging and weaving. Hurricane pulled a large broken blade from his chest and gripped the piece in his mouth. More shards pushed themselves out of his broken body. While Platinum floated towards where they were congregated to unleash her spells at as many targets as possible, Hurricane picked a target and gave chase. That target was Applejack, who was now galloping away from hostile spells and a mass of jagged blades. The implication wasn't lost on Twilight. The Greywing Elite preyed on Earth ponies, so Hurricane was simply going after his standard fare. Another moment passed, and Twilight realized that she didn't need to know what the piece was. The forms of the first three of the companions distorted slightly, as if they were being viewed through a haze of heat. She didn't know if they were being heard, but their frantic floating slowed down a bit, enough for her friends to get their bearings and plan some sort of counterattack. Rarity's blades flashed across the darkness, making their way towards Platinum from four different angles. They buried themselves almost completely into spectral flesh. Platinum shrieked so loudly that Twilight feared that her ears would soon start bleeding. No blood flowed from the deep wounds, but Platinum herself winced from them and it clearly focused her hostile attention. The next barrage of purple light homed on Rarity in just as many angles.
"Rarity!"
Applejack yelled. She tried to turn sharply and gallop towards her friend, but Hurricane cut her off at every turn. The ghostly Pegasus swung his blade in a wide arc, catching the very edge of Applejack's head. He followed up with a barrage of broken blades erupting from his hide. With a yelp, Applejack tried a quick turn downwards, but blades came at her from that direction as well. Twilight concentrated. She needed a shield on Rarity and Applejack. Having them a different direction was a strain enough by itself, but the constant shrieking assaulting her ears and the myriad details she had to be aware of just to keep track of herself, her friends, the Thorns, and the companions made this frantic battle a nightmare. The shield around Applejack held strong, saving her from a dozen cuts, if not a complete shredding. The one around Rarity, however, shattered. Twilight gasped. Had she underestimated Platinum's power? Or had she flubbed her shield in her panic? Rarity was quick-witted enough to not rely entirely on the shield to begin with. She had jumped to one side and rolled, but some of the light brushed past the side of her torso. Platinum's din could not drown out Rarity's pained cry. When she got on her hoofs again, a small portion of her left side, no bigger than a filly's hoof print, was covered with glittering crystals. They cracked and shattered into fine dust, leaving a terrible abrasion.
"Help!"
That was Pinkie Pie this time. Pansy had taken to going after her. Sablesteel flew in from behind the other ghostly Pegasus, her short blades dripping with glowing white liquid. Twilight shook her head. So many concerns coming at her from every direction. So many. Smart Cookie and Pudding Head finally descended on them, adding more into the already chaotic encounter. It didn't take much to tell who was who. Smart Cookie, the unfeeling engineers of the machines currently fighting the Legion, was more machine than pony. Her metal parts looked like a horrid skin disease gone out of control, consuming her legs, nearly all her torso, and half her face. Her mane and tail had turned into needles and wires. Her forelegs were massive pointed things with whirring blades sticking out at various angles. While the eye from her organic side glowed with the same malevolent purple light, the eye from her metal side glowed red. Her hind legs were free of sharp things, but they were huge, covered in thick armor plating and clearly designed to deliver devastating kicks. In contrast to Platinum's piercing shrieks, Smart Cookie let out a jarring metallic crash between a grind and a bass. As for Pudding Head, the mere sight of Pudding Head was nauseating. Some kind of pony-shaped blob of flesh floated towards them. Even Pony-shaped was stretching it. Pudding Head's flesh sagged and drooped like a badly molded pastry. It was hard to even find the stumps that were her legs sticking out from her nearly spherical body. Her cheeks were bulged like that of a squirrel's. Juices and salvia dripped from her lips. When she opened her mouth, a noxious, greenish gas wafted past her rotten, jagged molars. Unlike the other companions, who had all pieces of bones exposed, showed signs of gauntness, Pudding Head was all flesh. She wore no attire, save for a gaudy, battered hat stuck full of ruined feathers and various beadwork. What Pudding Head lacked in attire, however, she made up in order. Every pony recoiled from the stench. Even the stoic Longstride wrinkled his nose and shook his head. The musical notes faltered for about a second, but resumed with renewed intensity. The smell of rotten food wafted from Pudding Head. Overripe fruit, moldy bread, liquefying greens, and putrid cheese, all coalescing into a vile miasma. Pudding Head did not give chase, even as Smart Cookie set her sights on Lioncourt and Rarity. The corpulent ghost floated slowly into the fray, letting the foulness of both her sight and stench do its work. Twilight was about to consider Pudding Head as a more passive threat when the ghost's mouth opened wider and wider until her jaw reached her knees. No sound escaped the enormous maw, but disgusting, burbling sounds resounded within her belly. Suddenly, both Rarity and Lioncourt were struggling to move away from Pudding Head, apparently to be inexorably drawn towards the gaping mouth. Twilight concentrated on a spell to distract and hurt the ghost. Part of her remained anxiously waiting.
"There's one more," she thought.
A blast of bright purple light, a stark contrast to the malevolent waves Platinum used, struck Pudding Head from behind, making her turn around to see who had dared to attack.
"One more. Come on out, Clover the Clever, and let's get this fight really going."
Pudding Head was turning slowly, allowing Twilight to fire several bolts of fire at her. She had listened to the reports given by the Royal Guard about the ghosts of Mount Unicornia. Fire hurt and dispersed the ghosts of the Old Kingdom. She didn't know if the same principle would work on the six companions, but it was her best bet. The bright, arcing trails of white-hot fire that Twilight brought forth were a long way away from the first fireballs she threw back in Bastion City. These were searing lances, crafted for precision and penetration, rather than explosions, in case those layers of fat served as some sort of protection. Pudding Head let out a dry, withering groan, like a too-stuffed pony feeling that last slice of pie coming back up, when the lances struck. The spell slowly burned through her wretched hide. Twilight nearly hopped at the results. Against the mighty Ridentum Maleorum, she may as well have been chucking fireworks. To see an attack produce something other than glee filled her with elation. The elation didn't last. When Pudding Head was taking too long to even float towards her, she knew that any attack would not be coming from some kind of physical contact with the ghost. When Pudding Head gaped once more, she expected some kind of powerful sucking force. Instead, a billowing mass of noxious yellow smoke escaped from that rotting maw, along with a veritable river of sickly green and brown goo. That was all Twilight could take. Her own stomach churned and heaved. The next thing she knew, she was vomiting out its scant contents. If that wasn't bad enough, her vomit floated in front of her as a glob of whitish, clear gunk without any direction to fall. Her stomach continued to churn, but there was nothing left to throw out, leaving her throat raw and her knees shaky, while a cesspool worth of filth continued to head for her. Twilight held her breath and shook her head, trying to clear the tears in her eyes just enough to see where she should be dragging herself to.
"Twilight!"
At this point, Twilight couldn't even tell who it was. She could barely see, her insides hurt, and she had to dodge.
Whatever gas had escaped from Puddinghead, she must have gotten a whiff of it, as her lungs were stinging as well. There was a sick, splashing sound, like some pony pouring a tub of mud on a hard floor. For a moment, she feared that she had been struck, but she didn't feel anything touch her coat.
"Come on, Twi, I need your help here."
Twilight finally recognized the voice. Applejack. She wiped her tears from her eyes and saw the brilliant golden disc hovering in front of Applejack, stopping the flood of filth. The goo hissed and bubbled, but the shield held true.
"I can't block everything, Twi," Applejack said. "That crazy Pegasus is right behind me."
Sure enough, Hurricane had rounded a turn and was descending on both of them.
"More fire," Twilight thought.
The magical blaze stirred within her. Necessity wasn't the only thing pushing her for more fire spells. This wretched abyss was so cold and dark, pressing at her from all sides since she came to this place. It begged for a great, defiant blaze, a powerful flame to send this foul dark and everything that lived in it scurrying away. She was more than happy to will that flame into being. Even Hurricane's single-minded ferocity and hunger waned at the swirling flames that Twilight surrounded herself with. The rush of heat pushed away the foul odors, filling her lungs with warm, fresh air. The glowing light within the ghost's empty sockets dimmed into tiny points. Despite how dire the situation was, Twilight couldn't stop a smile from coming. During their climb, she had resisted the temptation to cast spells, knowing that she needed all her energy during the encounters they were bound to have. How long had she been holding it in? It must have been hours, maybe even days. It had to be. She pointed her horn at Commander Hurricane, her smile widening just a bit more as the ghost neighed fiercely and flew backwards to avoid the blaze.
"Not so tough when the prey fights back, huh, Hunter?"
She turned her gaze on Puddinghead and unleashed another torrent from the blaze swirling around her. With a groan, Puddinghead also floated away. Twilight stepped back and surveyed the rest of the fight. She had to assume that, as far as raw magic was concerned, she was their group's best bet. Both Rarity and Lioncourt specialized in the use of mage blades. Lioncourt's enchantments were likely useless against fanatical ghosts. Even just trying to place everyone proved difficult. Applejack stood just a few feet away. Twilight was thankful for the protection, less magic to use on shields and more for attacks. Rainbow Dash and Sablesteel had taken flight and circled Hurricane as soon as he had established some distance between him and Twilight. Sablesteel dove in and out with her short blades, the glowing liquid dripping from them so copiously it looked like the Pegasus's front fetlocks were bleeding. Rainbow was not using her crossbow. She was, however, glowing brighter than before. That light was no longer just a luminescence bathing them. Something brighter shone from Rainbow's chest, and it was as if this light alone hurt the ghosts before them. Rainbow must have noticed because she was swooping in with her hoofs at every opportunity she got. Hurricane's neighs of rage grew louder and more frequent as she wheeled about, unable to focus on one target or get back to hunt another Earth Pony. Princess Platinum's shrieks grew louder, angrier, and more pained. Glinting charts of metal flashed around her from seven different directions, weaving through the dark in elaborate, ever-changing patterns. Rarity's blades danced alongside Lioncourt's so gracefully that it seemed as if she had been practicing alongside the sword for years. They slashed and thrust at the fallen gem-encrusted princess, going right through the spectral flesh several times before flying back to their respective wielders. Though none of the blades could physically touch her, Platinum recoiled from each strike as if they did. More surprisingly, the bigger blades were not Lioncourt's trinity of swords, but Rarity's quartet of daggers. At least, they were supposed to be daggers. A translucent, shining image of a much larger straight blade appeared superimposed over the actual mage blade. The furious look on Rarity's face and the sheer swiftness of those mage blades showed just how much the sight of the pony she portrayed in the past was beyond being a mere outrage.
Platinum's fury had not gone without damage, however. Rarity's forelegs were covered with gashes. A few fragments of brittle crystal still clung around the edges of the horrid wounds. A portion of her chest and the mage coat she wore had also crumbled away. Lioncourt was still smiling, but his suit showed signs of damage as well, and his deep red hue did not completely hide the blood.
Help!
That was Pinky's shrill cry once again. Smart Cookie was above her, bringing down a mass of ghostly metal plates and spinning blades on her head. Fluttershy flew towards her, but wasn't going to make it on time. Two of Longstride's arrows struck true, somehow finding the right gaps where the machinery and spectral flesh met. It wasn't surprising once Twilight gave it some thought. Black Rose expected this fight with the six companions. Obviously, she had outfitted her thorns to be effective against ghosts. Nevertheless, the arrows did little to slow Smart Cookie down any more than the several shafts already stuck to both her eyes. A roaring wall of fire materialized between Pinky and Smart Cookie. She wasn't the only one who had moved either. A looped silver chain flew swiftly across the darkness, snagging Pinky around the torso. With an expert yank, Applejack deposited their friend safely next to them and behind the golden shield.
"Thanks, you two,"
Pinky said cheerily. She went back to fiddling with her stone tablet, tapping it with the hoof and giving it a good shake.
"Wherever we are, there's not a lot of lay energy to toss around."
"Lay watch over you or not, Pinky. Try not to get squished by evil ghostly machine ponies,"
Applejack said. She continued to scan the chaos, looking for more ponies that might need to be pulled to safety. Smart Cookie floated around the wall of fire, recoiling when a few tongues of flame came too close. Being next to Pinky lifted Twilight's spirits a bit, enough to ignore the sickly stink that was crunching her insides. She wiped the last drops of tears from her eyes and concentrated.
"More fire," she thought.
The wall was a dangerous obstacle, but the free range of movement that the abyss provided meant that the ghosts easily slipped past it after the initial shock. She needed a more direct and powerful blast. It was pointless just hurting these things. All it did was make them angrier. She needed to destroy them. She needed a powerful enough blast of heat and light to utterly destroy them, one by one if necessary. Fluttershy hovered just out of Pansy's reach, the green light of her ruined eye shining brightly and intermingling with bright rays radiating from her chest. Pansy lifted a quivering hoof and pointed it towards Fluttershy. To Twilight's horror, the end of that hoof split open, revealing a circular mouth full of jagged teeth. The limp shot towards Fluttershy like a striking snake. The light from Fluttershy's eye glowed even brighter and Pansy recoiled at the sight, but the limp continued its path. There wasn't a moment to lose. Twilight sent out a great wave of fire to overwhelm Pansy before the limp could strike. The white-hot flames engulfed Pansy, eliciting an agonized scream from the ghost. And also Fluttershy. Twilight gasped when her friend cried out and flew back, wincing in pain. None of the flames had touched Fluttershy, but the heat was more than enough to hurt her as well.
"Too much fire, Twi," Applejack yelled. "You'll light us all up the way you're gone."
Twilight glanced at the blaze she still had swirling around her. The roaring flames, so warm and comforting when she first conjured them, now looked more like an unruly beast tugging at her measly control. The glare stretched out even to the distance, but the light didn't improve her surroundings. There was nothing for the light to reflect off, leaving them in just as much darkness as they would have been if there was no fire. Pansy emerged from the flames, her mismatched body parts crumpling away at the edges. Twilight bit her lower lip so hard that she could taste blood. This wasn't fair. What was already too much to the point of hurting her friends wasn't enough to destroy even one of their enemies. What could she throw at these monsters that could save all her friends? A cry from Rainbow drew Twilight's gaze back to where Hurricane was. A trickle of blood ran down Rainbow's shoulder, the droplets forming three floating tiny orbs once they dripped away. One of Hurricane's many blades also dripped the same blood. Sable Steel wasn't unscathed either. Pinkie Pie had galloped over to Fluttershy, a weak stream of colors flowing from her tablet and encircling Pansy's rising limbs. Combined with Octavia's disrupting music, the stream slowed Pansy's charge to a crawl, allowing Fluttershy to recover and hover next to Pinkie. A furious cry from Rarity moved Twilight's attention away. Before she could see where Platinum's location was, however, she closed her eyes and put her hooves to her head. Where should she direct her next spell? And what should it be?
Twilight!
Applejack called out. Twilight heard the voice loud and clear, but she didn't even have the courage to answer. Applejack was expecting something she didn't have, some kind of plan, some kind of next move to beat back the six companions. She couldn't think of anything. A beam of concentrated light, maybe? Something like what Princess Celestia used against Karo Artifact's flesh constructs? No. These ghosts needed to be overwhelmed with heat and light, not cut into pieces. Her brother managed to encapsulate the crystal grave to cut off the ghosts its power helped manifest. The six companions had no obvious source, but if she could encapsulate them in a globe of magical force, she might be able to make them disappear. A quick glance around once more easily showed how problematic that would be. Their enemies flittered about in a wild pattern, showing no attempt to work together to bring down their targets. The six companions seemed more a title of convenience than anything else.
Twilight!
Applejack called out again. Her urgent cry was barely audible with all the sounds of chaos that accompanied it. The two of them found themselves at the center of the swirling battle. Twilight focused on Puddinghead, easily the slowest of the lot of them. Closing Puddinghead off may or may not cause her to disappear, but it should at least contain her stench and her caustic vomiting. Twilight had created shields and barriers before. Shining Armor was famous for his powerful and huge barriers, and Princess Celestia specialized in all forms of abjurations. She had learned from the best, and it fell to her now to use those teachings. Purple magic enveloped Puddinghead's bloated form, sealing in the noxious clouds and putrid vomit along with her. The disgusting filth filled the sphere quickly, turning it into a mass of sickly yellows and greens swirling in a translucent purple sphere.
Phew!
Applejack said. She let out a loud exhale and fell on her tail. The golden disc in front of her wavered as she wiped tears from her eyes.
Thanks, the smell was really starting to hurt.
Twilight didn't respond. For such a languid ghost, Pudding had struggled mightily against the barrier. The sweat that trickled down Twilight's brow no longer just came from the flames still around her. She gritted her teeth and poured more magic into the spell. This could be Puddinghead's last desperate struggles. If she could just hold on, the ghost would dematerialize and there would be one opponent less. Even while one of their own was trapped, none of the other companions bothered. Not even Smart Cookie, Puddinghead's partner in crime when it came to dominating the Earth Pony clans of old. It was all well and good at that. Twilight struggled just to keep Puddinghead contained. Instead of waning, as she had hoped, Puddinghead's struggles increased. The building amount of vomit and foul gases was pushing the barrier to its limit. Twilight clenched her jaws as it started to shake. Her teeth ground against each other until it felt that they would start to crack. This was just one ghost amidst so many. Was she really this incapable of standing up to the worst of Equestria's enemies? Princess Celestia brought them along because they were the bearers of the elements of harmony. Yet each time they were faced with a great foe, they struggled and squeaked out things that could barely be called victories. Now this bloated, slovenly ghost of a tyrant was proving too much for her?
No.
She focused even harder, tuning out the chaos of the battle around her. As Puddinghead continued to push out of her barrier, she answered by shrinking it, crushing the ghost with her filths. Her horn crackled with violent surges of purple magic. The barrier was indeed shrinking with Puddinghead still inside it. Just a little more and it was going to be one down in their favor. Just a little more.
Twilight!
Twilight cursed at Applejack's persistent calling. She just needed a little more.
Less than a minute and they'd be closer to victory.
Twilight, look out!
The warning reached Twilight clearly enough. The seconds stretched out in her hesitation. Should she look? If she did, she was bound to lose the focus she needed to complete this attack. Puddinghead would break free and she would have expended all this magic energy for nothing. But something horribly cold touched Twilight's back and she knew at once she should have acted sooner. She looked up and saw Applejack galloping towards her.
Wait!
She thought. The awful realization dawned on her. How could she have forgotten when she was just thinking about it a few minutes ago? There were only 5 companions attacking them. There was one more coming and that was... The cold touch went from a single point on her shoulder to a freezing coil around her torso and a numb blast of icy chill that dispelled the flames around her. Her spell on Puddinghead broke when something spun her around.
One more,
she breathed. She tried to scream, but the sudden freezing touch squeezed her voice out before she could use it.
Clover the Clever!
Twilight!
Applejack shouted again. Twilight stared in disbelief. She was expecting a hideous ghost, a mangled mockery of a pony just like the other companions. She hadn't expected this visage. A morass of black tentacles wriggled before Twilight. A particularly long one, as thick as an oak branch, had wrapped itself around her torso while another waved menacingly at Applejack. A dozen smaller ones twisted among themselves like worms. It was the thing the tentacles were attached to that left Twilight breathless. She had thought for a second that Clover the Clever had turned into some kind of squid. Instead, these tentacles were some kind of growth sprinkling out of a huge chunk of glowing ice, the size of a house. How did this enormous thing sneak up on her? Were they all so focused on the 5? Within the massive chunk of ice was a figure of a pony, frozen in a twisted shape that would have been fatal to a living pony. That had to be Clover the Clever, the twice betrayer who turned on her master and then her companions. Her broken soul was drawn to this abyss in the end. The second large tentacle also wrapped itself around Twilight's torso. With her secure, they started to pull her closer to the ice.
Applejack!
Twilight could only croak. The numbing cold sapped the strength and magic from her body. She tried a spell, but her horn only sparked feebly.
Twilight!
Applejack tried to toss her lasso, but a renewed burst of vomit and gas forced her to gallop to the side. Applejack's voice sounded like it was so far away. Twilight made a feeble effort to pry the tentacles around her and accomplished nothing. Another second passed and they were pressing her against the ice. The cold stung her face like 1,000 needles. To her horror, the ice yielded like some kind of blob, letting her sink deeper into the chunk without breaking.
Twilight!
The cry was hardly more than a whisper. Twilight let out one more sigh, the best she could do as a shout before blackness overcame her vision. Do I really have to say much here? First of all, I want to say Twilight tried to do her usual thing here. She tried to organize a battle. She tried to assist her friends with her magic, like in the battle against Nightmare Moon in Bastion City, where she reinforced Rarity with that strength and speed enhancing stuff. But if she had a checklist right here, she would be cursing herself because there would be one point she wouldn't have been able to check. And that, in my opinion, would have been look out for Clover the Clever. As I mentioned in the former chapter and as mentioned here, yeah, only 5 companions. Where was Clover the Clever? So basically all her focusing on everything else, but not where Clover the Clever might be, not maybe having Applejack take her back and look out for Clover. But of course, Applejack warned her, but Twilight didn't look. So, yeah. First, she earlier in this chapter said that just a little more and it would be one down in their favor.
Yeah, well, now it's one down in the ghost's favor, as it looks. And, yeah, well, sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and let me know your opinion.